14 years ago, actor Jamie Bell made a name for himself in his breakout screen performance playing the ballet prodigy Billy Elliot in the film of the same name. And now, on Twitter, Jamie Bell has become synonymous with a young sound designer and singer-songwriter from Prince George, British Columbia, named Jamie Bell. Well, recently, movie star Jamie Bell made it clear to sound designer from Prince George, Jamie Bell, that he has something that he, movie star Jamie Bell, wants very badly. His Twitter handle. Sound designer from Prince George, Jamie Bell, sat down with Andrew Curiata, host of CBC Radio's Daybreak North, earlier today to share his story.
I want to go right back to when you first joined Twitter.
Yeah.
Did you know there was another Jamie Bell out there, one who was...
Yeah, I did actually, because I had MySpace, the Jamie Bell MySpace account as well, and he had messaged me on MySpace years ago.
MySpace.com/Jamie
Bell.
Yeah. What happened there?
He just said, hey, you have my name, and we messaged back and forth a little bit, and then that was pretty much it.
Did you ever give him the name then?
No, I kept it back then as well.
And at that point, did you think to yourself, I got to keep one step ahead of this guy from now on?
I got to join every social network and beat him. No, I didn't, but it happened.
So I know there's often cases of mistaken identity on Twitter.
Yeah.
Do you ever get messages directed to the actor?
Yeah, absolutely, all the time. Every time he has a movie or gets married or has a kid or anything like that, I hear about it very frequently.
How do you respond?
Sometimes there will be some people that say, oh, it'd mean everything if you retweeted this or said happy birthday to me, thinking that I'm the actor, of course, and I'll usually respond to them and try and make their day a little bit.
At that point, do they realize that they're speaking to some other Jamie Bell?
Sometimes. I don't know that they always do, though.
Oh, really? So this has been going on for a while. The actor Jamie Bell has been at one Jamie Bell for a while. I checked his website. He says follow the real Jamie Bell on Twitter. How does that make you feel when he's claiming that he's the real Jamie Bell? You're sitting here, you're Jamie Bell.
It makes me feel miserable. No, I think it makes sense within what he understands of the world. I think it makes sense that he's the real one and I'm the fake one.
So it seems like you've become used to this situation, but then the other day you got a message.
Yeah, I did.
What was it?
It was, okay, how much do you want for it?
And this is from the actor.
Yeah.
And at that point, what did you think to yourself?
It was really weird. At first, I was like, I don't think this is real, and I kind of had to check a couple times to make sure that it was actually him, but I have no idea what to do. I don't know if I should keep it or give it to him or whatever. I have no idea. The weird thing is it doesn't matter to me at all. It's obviously much more valuable for him to have it, especially with Fantastic Four coming out. I don't know that I would take money for it because it's completely useless, but I don't know.
And you posted this to your Facebook asking people for advice.
Yeah.
What's some of the suggestions that you've had?
Some people have said keep it. Some people have said don't take any less than 10 grand, which just seems absolutely absurd to me.
That was Andrew Curiata, host of CBC Radio's Daybreak North, speaking with Jamie Bell of Prince George, British Columbia. That Jamie Bell recently received a tweet from the actor Jamie Bell of Billy Elliot fame asking how much he wanted for his Twitter handle, @Jamie Bell.